Marty in the Morning, weekdays on RTE Lyric FM, where life sounds better.
Now, new music Dublin 2022 starts today, running till Sunday, and we want to have a chat about it with two of the people who are going to be involved in it. But first, this.
Yellow or a Goya, Goya, though I never tied you to a kitchen chair, from your lips she'd... Because I am your lair, the drummer. Life is a mystery. Everyone, you to bars at the end. I'm tan and young, all by myself. Your name is real, and she dances on the eye. I love 6, 7, 5, 3, Ireland to the rally. Come on, Ireland to right, round, baby, right. Hello on the wall, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you? Oh, be turning Japanese. I think I'm turning Japanese. I really lose a baby. So my dear hero, I can't help wanting you. Cause the way you want it, that's the way you need it. And if you only don't you want me, how do you think he'd take me home? You're from outer space. Well, I guess it would be watch your step, shake your ass, show me what your gentle is the rain.
Now, I don't know what the heck that was, but I know you're going to tell me what it was. Let me explain. That was Jennifer Walsh, G-L-O-R-I, and I'm talking with John Harris, Festival Director, and Amanda Feary, who is Creative Lab Project, and this is New Music Dublin. Who's going to explain that to me before we go any further?
Wow.
Well, it's been great talking to you. Thank you.
Well, Jennifer Walsh is a national treasure. You've got to know that. And actually, she's now Professor of Composition at Oxford University, no less. Yes. She's just been appointed. And actually, one of the pieces that she premiered at, well, we premiered of hers at New Music Dublin 19, is being presented at the Proms this year. So, actually, she's a major figure. And she's got a premiere in New Music Dublin tonight as well. So,
you still need an explanation, though,
at the end. Oh, we'll give you the explanation, but that takes a very long time.
So talk to me about this.
Talk to me about this festival, because here you are back in gear again, which is the important thing.
Yes.
To give us a sense of that.
Well, I was thinking this morning, actually, about all of that, because last year we did a completely lockdown, live-streamed festival.
Yeah.
Which was kind of great, because it happened. But the kind of perseverance of just keeping going through lockdown and coming out the other side and actually getting here back into the room is... I mean, it's just felt like literally just kind of chugging through it as best we possibly can and pushing through. I know a lot of people had a really hard time. So the sense of a mixture of kind of celebration of here we are, we made it through, and the combined with the, actually, that was really rough, and we need to remember what also happened and the people that we lost and actually, you know, all the things haven't happened.
That's right.
And the great thing about new music is, because it's written by people who travelled through all that, then the music that results celebrates all those kind of really mixed emotions. So if you're feeling not too sure about stuff, I mean, it's actually the festival for you.
That's very true. Amanda, from your point of view, Creative Lab Project, your involvement in this.
Yes. Well, Creative Lab started late last year. Yes. But I suppose myself and co-artistic director Emma O'Halloran, we'd been thinking about this project for a few years, sort of dreaming up ideas. And the idea was that we would set up a composition program for young people, so ages 12 to 18, who are not traditionally represented in Irish music and composition. So it was really to address that and have composers that are basically underrepresented.
Right. And but when you say underrepresented, is that that they don't have the avenues open to them to be represented?
It's such a wide... It's maybe from different communities that make up a small percentage of composers and musicians that are part of Irish music. But yeah, exactly. Maybe there's a number of barriers that maybe they don't have access to music lessons, or there's financial barriers involved.
But this is what you can do for them. You can...
Yeah. So it's been amazing because we've had support from Accenture and the RTE Toy Show Appeal. So the whole programme has... There's been no cost to the participants.
That's terrific.
At all, yeah.
It's been amazing. But with respect, had you not been there, would they not have been able... They couldn't have progressed themselves.
Well, I suppose...
That's the feeling I'm getting.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a number of months because we've had one-to-one sessions twice a month with the composers. So there's been a lot of learning from our side. So we very much learned from the participants involved as much as they did from us. So it's been kind of, we wanted it to be over a few months that they'd have time to kind of learn new skills, and there was kind of professional development opportunities as well.
We're talking about new music, right? So what do you do when someone says, I've composed this, and you're thinking, don't think much of that, or I think this is what do you, how do you know what I mean? Because it's like beauty's in the eye of the beholder. How do you decide, for example, that this is worthy on the left hand, whereas what's on the right hand isn't? How do you decide that, or who decides that? Do you know what I mean? Because it's art.
That is actually such an interesting question. But I'm really simple minded, really.
Good man.
I'm actually slightly stupid about these things.
No.
And as a festival director, I've been accused, and I will use the word accused, of programming more broadly than my taste.
Okay.
So basically, there are lots of things in there that I wouldn't necessarily think of.
Yes.
But all I want from new music is something that grabs my attention and holds it.
Yes.
I don't necessarily have to like it, but I have to be interested in it.
But that's good.
Attention.
That means because you have to be open-minded then. You have to be very open also to what other people tell you. They think is worthy, and you're kind of thinking, okay.
Well, exactly, but if I'm bored 5 minutes in, then that's the point at which I kind of go, not so interested in this anymore. But it's that thing about having imagination. So it basically means people who have imagination to create the sounds,
yes,
and then the skill to hold your attention with that imagination.
That's success
for
you.
That is the bit, really, that Emma and Amanda have been, have been working on, because that skill, they all have imagination, all these people, but actually the skill of keeping it all running and turning them into pieces, that's the tricky bit.
Yes.
It's in the trees.
It's in the trees, it's coming. Yes.
Yes. Talk to me.
That was actually a piece I was just talking to John about, New Music Dublin 2020.
Yes.
That was my own piece was the last piece of live music I heard before lockdown.
Right.
Was this piece.
It's not mad.
Yeah.
Let's have a listen to it. This is it. Amanda, we're coming over all Kate Bush. This is lovely. This is all lovely. Amanda Ferries would be. Explain this piece to me. First, your interest in the music of Kate Bush and the songwriting and all that.
Yeah, I did my PhD on Kate Bush.
Yeah.
So I looked at the album Hounds of Love. There's a song cycle in the second side of that album, The Ninth Wave. So that was my PhD. But I did a lot of transcriptions of her music for the PhD. So I was notating for about a summer, everything on that album. But it kind of, I guess I was looking at a lot of her vocality and the energy involved in that, and I kind of wanted to transcribe that energy to Crash Ensemble's instrumentation.
Did you get to meet her at any? Did you try to get to meet her?
I tried.
She's not easy to get to meet.
No. I did try, though.
Yeah, she's very hard to get to meet. She's an amazing talent. Like a few years ago, you know, she did the shows in London and they were sold out.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah. Everyone was in tears around me. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was epic.
Yeah.
And iconic, to use that word.
There's no harm in that either. But then she disappears into the woodwork. It's bizarre.
She'll be back. There's an album.
If Amanda has anything to do with it. Yeah.
My sense is...
She was discovered by David Gilmour, I think.
Yeah.
From Pink Floyd. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, you know that. You did your thesis.
Chapter one.
Yeah. But I think actually also what's interesting about Amanda's thing is that because she's... I mean, the thing about new music is not music written by kind of weird people who come from elsewhere.
Sure.
It's stuff that's written by people who are connected to the rest of the world. You know, Amanda and Kate Bush, you know, yes. And also all the people in the participants in Creative Lab, and actually all the composers are just people. Yeah. Just happen to write this yeah. stuff. And I think that's the...
Yes.
We have this horrible view of composers.
But even the word composer, and well, I've spoke to this with the participants of Creative Lab, there's connotations around that word that it's, you know, a quill with manuscript and you're sort of locked in a room.
It sets you apart in a weird kind of way. And actually, the point is that you're not... You're kind of in the world as much as anybody else and responding to the world as much as anybody else.
But you're making music on your computer... Or manuscript, or you're strumming chords, guitar, or playing the piano.
Yeah.
Composer, it can be any method or means of making music.
But it's also the difficulty of getting it out there.
Absolutely.
It's brilliant to be able to do it, but then you've got to get someone to listen to it, like you guys, and then it's got to go out into the ether and
and have its own life. The levers on that machine are sometimes quite hard to pull.
That
is the thing, I think, and it's kind of those of us who do have access to the levers, it's our job to pull the levers for those who can't reach them.
Do you ever get discouraged? Because you sound to me like a fellow who's very ultra positive.
Well, you know, I wake up some mornings and go, oh, heavens above, really, this is really tricky. But you see, I was thinking about Lou Anderson, who is, he died in 2021. He's a Dutch composer who lots of us knew really quite well. He's an absolute icon, total iconoclast. In all kinds of ways, everybody has a story about Louis.
Yeah.
But the one thing that he did back in the 60s was he formed a band called De Volharding, which in Dutch means perseverance. And he took them out and he played on street corners. Now, those recordings for those times are really rough because they're just basically made on, you know, old tape machines.
Okay.
But the energy and the kind of passion behind getting the music out there is something that inspired all of us. And so actually we've got a piece of Louis, an early piece of Louis on Friday night with the NSO, which totally encapsulates that energy. And actually just one other thing, sorry to talk about another project in New Music Dublin, but on Saturday morning in the Dublin Castle Courtyard, we have Brass Fest, which is six pieces being played by six youth bands with six emerging composers writing for Brass Band for the first time.
Yeah.
And actually they're all young and emerging composers. And so actually all this stuff is happening that is just by people, for people. And the great thing about contemporary music is if you don't like it, something new is going to come along in 5 minutes' time, which you might actually like.
That's right. So don't be afraid to open the lid and have a little peek inside.
Don't like that one. Do you like this one?
Yeah. You mentioned the support you get, and you mentioned the Toy Show appeal and all that. It's vital, isn't it, that you have this?
We couldn't have done the programme without the support, just in terms of the scope, the length of the programme. I don't think we could have done it without support from Accenture and the Toy Show Appeal. It's just been amazing. You know, in terms of the musicians that we have coming in, the fact that we've been able to do readings and the composers have been able to have a sort of draft of their piece and hear that.
Yes.
I mean, we had readings at the end of February of these pieces, and you're talking about participants that were hearing their music that they've written for the very first time. It was an amazing day. It was a very warm, kind of supportive environment.
But for somebody who is a composer, it's like a dream come true.
Well, you can't. It's just sort of the first time you hear it, sort of washes over you, and then musicians are sort of like, okay, what do you want to revise? And you're like, I just heard it. Give me a second. And then maybe we'll do another run through and I can hear it again.
But I tell you something that this reminds me of. I had an older art teacher who was also a pianist and a jazz pianist. And he used to say to me, he'll be charmed to know that I mentioned this old story on radio. He said to me, do you know what, John? One of the things that really annoys me is when I see in the paper, piano for sale, 50 quid, wood suit beginner. And he said, actually, do you know what? It's the beginners that need the Steinways. The professionals can play on 50 quid bangers and they'll still make it sound good. But if you want to know what your music actually sounds like, you need a Steinway. And actually what Amanda and Emma and the concert hall have given, and Accenture and everybody involved, have given these people is actually the Steinway to actually hear what it's like.
Yes.
It's not like handing your manuscript to your mate and going, no, that's a B-flat. You know, it's actually that they actually do get to hear it because that is actually what they wrote and these people are actually
capable
of playing
it. And to make it sound as good as it possibly
can.
Yeah.
But will I throw out a little bit of the Crash Ensemble now that we're here? Why not? I had them as an album of the week some time ago. Did them no good. Crash or something. What's that called?
What's that piece?
What's that piece?
I'm only joking. It's called A Wild Furze.
Of course it is.
It was so obvious
that
none
Wolf
of us got it, yeah. Which was the strange thing about it. Listen, you're kicking off today at 1
Sorry,
o'clock.
Crash.
Yeah, no, we're fine. We're fine. Listen, you're kicking off today at 1 o'clock on the NCH.
Yes.
So tell me what happens at 1 o'clock.
So 1 o'clock we have a...
This is New Music Dublin.
This is New Music Dublin. It kicks off at 1 o'clock in the concert hall with Alex and Nathan playing a programme called Totemic. And then it finishes at midnight on Sunday. I think we have 26 gigs.
No.
And something like that. I can't remember exactly. Something like 39 world premieres, and ticket prices are being held down as much as possible so people can come. We do have to charge something because obviously we have festival finances. It's basically €12 for a ticket.
Yes.
The bigger main hall gigs, so and Christchurch Cathedral, the Chamber Choir, are 24 and 12 concessions. So we're keeping it down so people can come to as much as they possibly can if they want to.
But again, we're back to the whole idea of hearing the music, for heaven's sake.
And some gigs are free. So actually, Amanda's concert is free.
Creative Lab finale is at 2 p.m. on Sunday, and
now,
it's free.
Talk to me about this. This is in the National Concert Hall.
Yes.
So what can people expect?
It's the culmination of the programme. It's the final pieces of the composers that they've been working on for the last few months. Stylistically, it's an amazing... Everything. Everyone will find something that they're intrigued by or that they like.
Sure.
There's trad in there, there's improv, there's songwriting, there's contemporary classical, there's an amazing mix.
Yeah. When you're getting to this stage and it's about to happen, and it's obviously very exciting, for the composer and the people involved, they must be high on just the adrenaline of it all at this stage, and the whole and their moment coming out.
Well, that's that weird mixture of excitement and terrible fear.
Yeah, but that's okay too. I was at an event recently with people who have been singing for years, and I was astonished that a good half of them were really nervous before they went out in front of an audience. Maybe it's the gap of 2 years. I don't know. Maybe that is it.
It's funny. That's the point.
I used to find, because I actually was a cathedral organist for many years, and the thing...
Were you?
Yes, I was. And the thing that... you heard it here, live on air.
Yeah.
The thing that made me most nervous, the 5 minutes before you go on air, and as soon as the microphone's open, all the nerves disappear.
Yes.
It's like you're just there and you have to do your job.
That's right.
But those 5 minutes are like... If someone could just take me away right now, large hole on the floor, that would be lovely. Thank
you. That's right, you're walking up and down and you're pacing carry on.
Yeah.
It is, it's just a very scary... And maybe it is the COVID thing, I don't know. People have been away from being there. But anyway, Sunday is at... is it 2 o'clock?
2 p.m., yeah.
To make the point. Now, your mum and your dad are out there this morning as well.
Well, yes, indeed. So I was going to do a shout-out for my mum and my dad.
Well, you see, this is the thing. This is what we do here. And he'll suddenly say, have you had any pericomo while you're here?
That would be great. Actually, no, not quite, actually. But if you want to play Nights in the Gardens of Spain for my dad, he'd be very happy for that. But my dad is also called John.
Yeah, and
my mum is Sylvia, and she's 84, and they're still living together, and they're still happy, but, I just want to say hi.
God bless them. Well, that's lovely. I'm sure you make them proud. Amanda, your folks, you're making them proud?
I think so, yeah. Hi to them, hi to Jimmy, hi to Antoinette.
That had that sound of, well, we haven't been in touch for years. Where's this going? If people want to find out more, there is a webpage.
There
I know
is.
You can get nch.ie, I know. But your webpage, you have a webpage.
It's www.newmusicdublin, or one word. .ie.
There's one thing I just wanted to mention before we finish up, which I don't know if we mentioned it. This work, the sign language.
Oh.
And I just thought if we could just...
The amazing George Higgs project.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
Because I saw that and it kind of jumped out at me and I thought, wow.
Yes, indeed. And it's a kind of...
Sorry, I meant to mention it earlier.
No, it's a multifactorial project. So yes, George has written, I think, 5 or 6 very short pieces for signer and musicians. But we're also doing that experiment where the audience watches it on their phones as though through, I don't know, I think it's YouTube or one of those things being streamed to their phones. And then they go in and watch it again live in the space. So they see it, first of all, just on their phones on video, and then they see it live, and then there's a kind of general Barney in a chat that's going out via CMC's Amplified
that's
podcast.
That's fantastic idea. That.
Well, do you know what? You've got to try stuff, haven't you?
That's what new music is.
Exactly.
You know, the way something just jumps off the page, you think, I need to talk about this, I need to talk about this. But anyway, listen, I wish you well. It's terrific. I really do. I think it's a terrific idea. Amanda, thank you for coming in, and John too. What do you want me to play for your dad?
I'm to have Knights in the Gardens of Spain. But actually, it's classical. Who's the composer? De Fire. Isn't it?
Manuel De Fire.
Yeah. If you can find that, he'd love that.
No way.
And you think I'm going to find this out of it?
Well, come on.
The far side of an outbreak.
Look, you have all the computers in this room. All of them.
You know what? We will.
You're very good.
Take care, guys. Thank you.